8 o'clock, local news, timeless hits. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity, and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCoppel is in Jerusalem.
It's the morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home, home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took a lot to get to this day. So many Israeli families never gave up. The images of joyful reunions, they've been shared all around the world and shared again. "He's alive," said one father as his son walked through the door. "My heart," he cried, "my heart."
The bodies of 24 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza as negotiations continue on the next phase of President Trump's peace plan. Here in the U.S., new tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber kick in today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Trump administration decision to impose 10% tariffs on lumber was actually better than originally feared. Some thought lumber products would be included under the reciprocal tariffs, and those rates are higher than the 10% that they're set to receive.
The goal, to boost domestic production. People along the East Coast drying out from a powerful nor'easter, and along the West Coast, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are watching a new storm system that is going to be bringing the potential for mudslides to portions of California, particularly in Southern California. We're looking at some flash flood concerns along some of the burn-scarred areas in Southern California.
ICE agents are now using a controversial body restraint to subdue some detainees.
It's called the WRAP. It wraps around a person's legs with their folded hands tucked in front. It's intended for combative suspects, but the Associated Press says ICE has been putting people in the WRAP for hours-long deportation flights.
That's not the purpose of the WRAP.
Chris Hammond is the CEO of Safe Restraints, the maker of the WRAP. In the last decade, there have been a dozen fatal cases where local police or jails used the WRAP, and autopsies determined restraint played a role in the death. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A social media app is out with something new to protect your whereabouts. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Instagram's challenge is not just to build these features, but also to get people to use them. Whistleblowers have leaked information showing that many parents choose not to give over information about their children in order to avoid the company's controversial advertising systems.
Dow futures are down 279. NASDAQ futures off 280. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell two different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale. Racine added a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late, and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny at a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. It's 57 at our studios.
I hate going to the bank. I'm always in a rush when I go to the bank. I'm never prepared either. I never have one of those checking deposit slips on me. I have to fill it out there. You start filling it out, you see someone else walk in the bank, you have that little anxiety attack. You're like, I hate being the only one in the bank, too. That sucks. You still got to walk through the ropes. How smart do you feel then, right? Hey! There better be a hunk of cheese at the end of this maze, I'll tell you that much. I didn't realize this either, but there's a line on the floor at the end of the ropes that you're not allowed to cross unless the bank teller nods you over. If you've ever walked right up to them, they freak out, right? Hey, how you doing? Like, sir, get back! Sir, get back! You can't come up here yet. I am not ready, sir. We're busy. We will nod you over when we are ready to go.
Tambourine Man, the Birds, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 8:09. We're looking for a partly sunny day with a high near 65. We're getting there, partly sunny now, 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, what's something you really should have outgrown by now but haven't? The most common examples people give, calling their parents mommy and daddy, playing video games, being afraid of the dark. Oh, I'm afraid of the dark. Watching cartoons and laughing at bodily functions, noises, and smells. I call my parents mom and dad. I call my dad pop after a while. But yeah, mommy and daddy. You know, it's funny though. I just thought about it. When I talk to my brother about our parents, I always call them mommy and daddy. I just thought about that. I always call, but not to their faces when they were around. But to my brother, I say, hey, remember when mommy or daddy used, whoa. I just found out something about myself I didn't know. Huh. What do you know about that? 8:10, new memories coming up here at WRJN. It's Bobby Goldsboro. I'm a drifter.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town.
Local news and timeless hits.
Right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck.
Steelers Wheel, stuck in the middle with you. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Jerry Rafferty was in that group, Steelers Wheel. Hit a couple of solo hits, including Baker Street. Remember that, Jerry Rafferty? Got some fun facts for you this morning. The first thing anybody ever bought online in a secure retail transaction was a Sting CD called 10 Sumner's Tales. That was back in 1994. A guy from Philadelphia bought it from a company called Net Market in New Hampshire. In an NHL game, if all the team's goalies are injured, the team has the option to suit up anybody as their goalie, including a fan in the stands. Whoa. And Colgate started selling a line of frozen dinners back in 1992, but they failed miserably because people associated their logo with toothpaste and not good food. Here's Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As expected, the new Tron film, Tron Eris, opened at number one at the box office this past weekend. Unexpected, however, was the $33.5 million haul. It was a bit low, as Disney was hoping for between $40 and $50 million. The film pulled in another $27 million overseas, topping out at $60 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but the budget was $180 million, which will be a tough recoup. Adding to a not-so-great weekend numbers-wise were two other new films. In second place was the action comedy Roofman, which pulled in just $8 million despite good reviews. The other newcomer was Jennifer Lopez's musical version of Kiss of the Spider Woman, which opened at number 13 with less than $1 million but on many fewer screens. But it was still considered a disappointment. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another still shows legs and pulled in almost $7 million in its third week to finish in third place. Gabby's Dollhouse finished in fourth place, and faith-based film Soul on Fire finished in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Where are you, little star?
Come true tonight.
It's a WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with 165. We're getting there now. Partly sunny, 60 degrees here at Radio Park. You know, everyone tips servers and bartenders, but according to Yahoo, you're stiffing people who should also be tipped, like DJs, tour guides, your gym staff, and the people who take care of your older relatives at an assisted living center. Hey, wait a second here. Did they say DJs? I think that's what they said. Should be tipping DJs. All right. I don't think it's legal. Jay and the Americans, this magic moment at WRJN.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by.
Just anybody.
Help.
You know I
need someone help. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Second movie, Help, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news once again. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell two different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale. Racine added a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Right now, it's 58.
I got 8 brothers and 1 sister. I grew up in a family of 10 kids. Anyone come from a larger family than that? Large family, you have to adapt to survive. Everyone, parents included. My dad adapted. He learned how to have fun with us. He used to love taking us to the store. He'd only say one thing: spread out, they can't watch all of us. Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. A large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween, because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door. Halloween night, the guy that puts a bowl full of candy on his front porch with a note, please take one. We not only dumped the bowl, we took the bowl. We took the note because you want to show other kids. You got to read this. This is funny.
Store. She wants to be just like a Zaza Gabor, even though she's Donna next door. Whoa.
Belmonts. Donna, the prima donna. It's 8:36 local news. Timeless. It's here at WRJN. All right, got some more fun facts for you. You know, the average American will eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime. Probably about a third of that, those Girl Scout cookies. That's about the only time I eat cookies. Although I did see something the other day, I thought it was great, the smallest cakes. The woman took three double stuffed Oreos, stacked them on top of each other, and covered them with frosting all around. They made little tiny roses on the top, you know, with that, you know, they do that with that squeezer thing of frosting. And they look like a miniature cake, and it was basically just three Oreos inside. I can eat a couple of thousand of those. All right, there are 86 Legos for every human being in the world. And the only U.S. capital city without a McDonald's is Montpelier, Vermont. Hey, let's go. 8:37, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Mel Carter.
Make me tell you I'm in love with you. same as will be when you make me tell you I love you. They told me be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, when you do, I know that you will miss me, if we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say
Wonder if you really love me. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for a partly sunny day, highs in the mid-60s today. Right now, partly sunny, 60 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 8:42 on your road. It is today, Tuesday morning. And if you don't have a destination in mind for your next vacation, but you want to go somewhere, an airline in Japan is using vending machines to sell mystery plane tickets for much cheaper than you normally pay. For example, you get a plastic shell with a code for a ticket to a random destination inside. Each one's $45. Now, the problem becomes if you're traveling with somebody and you each get a show and you're going to different places. Who knows? You may like it. But still, you know, I think if I was traveling with my wife, I'd want to go to the same place. Interesting concept, though, huh? That song's been around a long time, but most people associate it with the movie Ghost, the one with Patrick Swayze, yeah, and Demi Moore. But no, it's been around a long time. Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody, 8:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some fictional couples on TV and in movies have chemistry so that's so convincing, it's surprising they never dated in real life. Reddit users put together a list of these couples. Here they are, John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer, Jim and Pam from The Office. They are a perfect couple, huh? How about David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, Ross and Rachel on Friends, Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, Johnny and Baby in Dirty Dancing. And here's the one that got me. When I was a kid watching the Dick Van Dyke Show, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, they were like the Petries, the perfect family. Then in TV Guide, they did a story on them and showed them with their respective spouses. And I said, wait a second. Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke, they belong together.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Season with a Motown Christmas featuring former members of the Miracles of the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
An airplane. How many many incarnations were they going through? Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship. Mainly the same players. They had a couple of changes in there. Our forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 65. Cloudy, maybe a shower very late tonight, like 3 in the morning. Lows around 54 degrees. A chance of showers tomorrow with a high near 61. Right now it is partly sunny and 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. I don't know if I'm happier for the guy or his brand new wife. A 60-year-old truck driver in North Carolina named Michael Abernathy just got married. 4 days later, boom. He got a scratch-off ticket, hit the lottery for $1 million. Now, she gets half, you know, because she's married to him. If the marriage fails, she still gets half. It probably won't. It'll probably be a long, long marriage. But still, she's now it's entitled to half. It's all in the timing. Hill Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. It's 8:53, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Neil Diamond, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, 8:56 on your Tuesday morning. Got a new survey here. They found America's favorite 50 foods. You know most of these are going to be unhealthy, right? Steak came out number one out of the top 10, followed by chicken, pizza, waffles, beef, mozzarella cheese, bacon, corned beef, avocado, really? And pasta. Number 21 on the list, ice cream. Donuts made 28. I told you most of them would probably be unhealthy, huh? Hey, don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, it's Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum. Coming up at 2 o'clock, the return of Kurt Ballman. He's back from his long vacation. He's back. Plus, joining Kurt today will be Connie Feldman, brand new to WRJN News. She'll be doing our afternoon news for us from now on. So that's all coming up today. Plus, don't forget tonight at 6:30, the pregame for the Brewers and Dodgers Game 2. First pitch, 7:08, right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow at 6 a.m., bright and early. But right now, I've got Dusty Springfield for you.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A tenuous ceasefire is holding in Gaza, a day after the release of the last living hostages, as well as Palestinian prisoners and detainees. Up next, correspondent Deborah Pattup from Jerusalem.
There is still a lot of hard work ahead. Negotiators will need to discuss the post-war governance of Gaza. An interim board of peace, as it's called, has been set up with President Trump at the helm. And eventually it will be handed over to Palestinian control. So a lot of work.
Israel has publicly identified two of four dead hostages handed over yesterday. One was Israeli, the other from Nepal. Families of the other two victims asking for anonymity. The U.S. government shutdown about to enter its third week with no resolution in sight.
Democrats are still demanding any spending bill to